Welcome to Made in Riverside, I'm Greg Lee. Of all the equipment used by firefighters, few items are as steeped in history or as personal to the wearer as the helmet. For more than 200 years, it has afforded those men and women protection in dangerous situations. It has even become symbolic of the firefighter. But not all helmets are created the same. That's why two firefighters founded Phoenix Technologies more than 40 years ago to manufacture helmets. Helmets now used throughout the nation and the world.
In 1969, I met a fellow named Ronnie Coleman, who ended up being my business partner for several years and still is part business partner. And he and I were both, I was a captain in the fire department, he was a young captain in the fire department in Costa Mesa, I was with the County of Orange, it was the CDF, Department of Forestry. And he called me up one day and he said, "Are you happy with the American fire helmet?" And I said, "No, not really." He says, "Well, I have some designs I want to show you." And I said, "Well, I have some designs too." So he came down to my fire station, which was in Laguna Hills, and we put our designs out on the table, and they were the same fire helmet. So we started looking for somebody to make it. In 1969, we made our first set of fire helmets called the American Sports Helmet. Started Phoenix Technology in August of 72. Our fire helmets are lighter. They're better balanced than you usually run into. And we just basically have a helmet that is extremely comfortable.
One of the things is all of our helmets are designed ergonomically. So the way that they sit on the head evenly distributes weight. It helps the wearer. It sits a little bit lower on the head, and so you don't have long-term fatigue from wearing the helmet over a long period of time. And so the comfort of the helmet by itself helps the Phoenix helmet to stand out. On the leather, we have the lightest, as I mentioned earlier, the lightest helmet in the industry. So it weighs roughly 55 ounces, which is incredibly light for a leather helmet. And so combining the ergonomic design with the weight itself helps us to make it an incredibly comfortable helmet to wear. Our basic First Do Contemporary Series helmet, it's essentially a plastic helmet. It goes through an injection molding process just right down the street, goes into a high pressure machine, pops out a shell that looks just like this. All of our shells are identical, the weights are identical, the shape and all of the dimensions are identical. From one, we receive these in a box, and as the orders come in, what we then do is we put in our liners, our suspension liners, all of the padding that goes with them. A lot of the helmets, I don't have one here, but have detachable ear laps or sewn-in ear laps, chin straps, and then we apply any additional accessories that the customer orders. So in this case, we actually are showing our newest addition, and that is a Spartan light that goes on the front there, so you actually have the ability to see that. We carry fire shields, we magnets, and you know, there's truly 100 different ways you can build this helmet.
This is our 1500 First Do series. This is the plastic helmet that's worn by most departments throughout Southern California and on the West Coast and throughout the United States. It's actually used in Australia and Thailand as well. Basically what happens is we pull the helmet from a box that we receive from our molding facility, which is about a mile down the road. Once here, we basically have to deburr the edges. Because it is a compression molded helmet, there's some sharp edges that run around the outside. So basically just running a deburring tool from front to back and all the way around just to get that sharp edge off. I've already done the first half of this helmet, so I don't really have to follow up with it. From that point, depending on what the customer requires, we'll throw it into our jig here that's designed to rotate and accommodate the ID bracket system that we use for different firefighters' ID shields. From this point, the helmet itself can rotate and we can attach our NFPA compliant reflective material in a pattern that we can kind of monitor with the rotation here. So basically, I can line up everything as we go along. Now also at this station, if the customer requires goggles or a face shield, this is where we will drill the holes. And it just requires a little drilling right in the side. Once that's done, we'll move on to our next station. Okay, so basically the start of the construction with the helmet would be the labels. And then, like I said, depending on per customer what they were looking for. The next step would be to install the impact cap. This is a expanded foam rubber that we use, and it's kind of a additional line of security in, as well as the liner system for impact resistance. So that basically fits in the helmet. As you can see, it's already kind of a Maltese cross pattern with a little bit of an extension on both sides. but it helps to absorb residual impact that the liner can't accomplish. The next step would be we're going to install the chin strap device. Now the chin strap, it comes in three configurations here. We have, this one is a combination of a postman slide and a quick release, so the firefighter can take the chin strap off without having to loosen it all the way up. Now that the chin or the goggle placements are in place, we can actually attach the goggles to the helmet, and they simply snap on. For shipping, we'll tighten them up a little bit just to keep them snug so they're not bouncing around on the helmet. And then lastly, we'll install our liner system. To make this an NFPA compliant helmet, we have to have the goggles as well as the Nomex ear laps. So basically, when this helmet is finished, it can essentially go anywhere in the country as an NFPA fire helmet.
This helmet is our commemorative 343 helmet. This helmet here, we only made 343 of this actual helmet, and it's to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. A portion of the proceeds have been going to the Fallen Firefighters Foundation, but the helmet itself actually begins in a natural veg tan state, and let me show you one of those. Our leather worker will go in, he'll shape, cut, sew, put it together, and then he'll put a thermoplastic shell on the inside, which actually adds another layer of protection for the wearer. It comes into our manufacturing facility here, and then it goes into our paint booth, and we paint custom orders for the customer. So traditionally, we sell a lot of blacks, yellows, and reds, and whites for chiefs, but each helmet is individual. We actually have the ability, and I can show you, we have name stamping opportunities that go on the back of our brim. We're actually the only major manufacturer that carries the name stamping capability. And it makes the helmet individualized. And it also prevents somebody putting on the wrong helmet because they have actually got their last name or whatever their nickname they want to use on the back of the helmet. The other thing you'll notice is on the brim of the leather helmet, we have different shapes. We're able to really design it as a customer wants it. We have about a half dozen standard shapes that customers go for, different bends and so forth. But you know, we try to keep them within reason because it's going to change the way the weight sits, but we do get some unusual requests for how to shape the helmet.
When we receive the helmet in that natural state that you saw Angel showing you earlier, basically the helmet is almost complete. The name stamps are in. All we do here really is paint the helmet and do final assembly. So if it has a name stamp in it, like I said, we have to verify to make sure that the names are spelled correctly, double check the colors, make sure that the customer doesn't want anything custom, because we can actually paint different colors on the same helmet. In fact, we have one that's due for a custom paint job that's black that's going to require red just in these two quadrants of the helmet. So depending, we follow along the lines of other customer service-oriented businesses where it's basically what the customer wants, the customer gets. I mean, if we can do it, we will.
It's not just people that build this helmet, it's people that have worn this helmet. I personally have worn this helmet for about 20 years, and of course we know what we like and don't like, and it helps us to actually go and modify the helmet to fit our needs, which of course translates over to the new wearer's needs. We're now here in Riverside, where we absolutely love it. The location's ideal. It's central to Southern California. The distribution avenues are there with the UPS through the airport, as well as the freight lines and things like that, so it makes for an ideal environment for us. We want to stay in Riverside, yes. We're committed to this city, and we'd love to stay right here.
Phoenix Technologies, another great business that calls Riverside home.
Made in Riverside.